The three biggest car makers in America have called a bottom to the long decline in U.S. auto sales as the industry reported its smallest monthly sales drop this year. According to the market research firm Auto Data Corporation, new vehicle sales in June fell 28% from a year earlier to 860,000 cars and light trucks, but that would be the smallest decline in any month this year. Auto sales are expected to pick up as well now that President Obama has signed into law what is known as the Cash for Clunkers program. This will allow people to turn in their cars and trucks and receive a credit of either $3,500 or $4,500 towards a new vehicle. The amount of the credit will depend on the fuel efficiency rating of the car. Ken Strauss is a CPA with the accounting firm of Berkowitz, Dick, Pollen, and Brandt, which has offices in South Florida. We spoke to him late yesterday about the new federal program, created as a way to stimulate the car industry and get gas guzzlers off the road.
Basically, if the car is less than 25 years old, the car will qualify for either the $3,500 or the $4,500 credit. The CARS Act, as it's actually known, stands for, it's kind of cute, the Consumer Assistance and Recycle and Save Program. In order to find whether your car qualifies, people can look up their trade-in to see if it's under the 18 miles per gallon threshold, because that is another important point here, at fueleconomy.gov.
Credit cannot go to a car that's worth more than $45,000.
The $45,000 is the manufacturer's suggested retail price, and you're correct. It can't be more than that suggested retail price. The car also must be, or truck, I might add, needs to be purchased starting today, July 1st, 2009, and up to November 1st, 2009. I should also mention that the actual rebate, if you will, or cash credit under this Cash for Clunkers program is limited to the number of cars that can be purchased, up to $1 billion of funding. I made a quick calculation. Of course, they left $50 million to administer this program. Under the maximum amount, about 211,000 vehicles can be purchased. In other words, if by some chance there's a mad rush to trade in old cars, and I don't know that there will, the government might run out of money before November 1st, 2009, right, for this particular program, unless extended if it's extremely popular.
Now, what I understand, of course, this is aped somewhat from a similar program in Germany, but there are some differences. In Germany, the drivers trading their old vehicles got the trade-in price plus the government rebate, and the dealers could sell the trade-ins. That's not the case here.
In this case, the only credit that's available is the scrap value of that particular trade-in. The purpose of the program is not to continue to have these cars, trucks available for purchase, continually used here. The idea is to scrap them, get them off the road, and get more fuel-efficient cars into circulation.
Anything else that you want our listeners to know about this?
The important part to know is that you're going to either get the $3,500 or the $4,500 credit based upon the mileage that you improve from your clunker to your new car. The savings is 4 to 10 miles per gallon, you're going to get the $3,500. If your savings is more than 10 miles a gallon or 10 miles a gallon or better, then you're going to get the $4,500. The dealer should know, or they will know, which you will qualify for. And therefore, they're allowed to reduce the price of the car or truck when you actually trade in the clunker. The other important thing to know is that you have to have owned the car during the preceding full year, and you had to have it insured in your name. You can't go out, buy a clunker for $50, trade it in, and get the full credit. This must be your car that you've had and insured for the past year.